It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
So what in the world are we going to address tonight? Right, every single week for over 9 years? Oh, we're in our ninth year. For over 8 years now. Yeah. Over 8 years now running a week in, a week out show, Mind Your Business, and we feature incredible guests with incredible business content every single week. And that's why the Nielsen ratings, we came in again number 3. That's not so simple. You got the Mets, you got the Yankees. I'm not going to get in trouble. You know, I put the Mets first. Okay, the Yankees and the Mets, whatever it is. And we're coming in number 3 in New York AM radio. How cool is that? That's a testament to the great guests that we have. And a special thank you to every single listener. I get stopped everywhere. I was by a wedding this week in Lakewood. I get stopped. They just stopped me. Why? Because of the great content that we provide. And we do it. We're driven to provide great content week in and week out. Of course, welcome to another edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WR and the powerful iHeart Radio Network. Every single week we feature great guests. I mean, not so long ago we had Joe Hart, the president and CEO of Dale Carnegie. John Sculley, the former CEO of Apple. But you know what? If I'm going to start going through the list, I'm not going to get to my guest. So I got to just move this quickly. A special shout out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. The Jewish Home article, thank you. That's great. Of course, we're on Spotify. We are on, well, we got a long list here. Business Class Clips, Nucky Radio, and many other. And we're about to come on some new channels. Stay tuned. We will discuss it. What is tonight's show all about? 5 ways to live your best business. And it's none other than a good friend, Ramon Ray, motivational speaker and leading expert on personal branding and small business growth. Before I get to Ray, also just want to be a mensch. Shout out to the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, that make it happen. Michal, Srilli, DJ, Nachi, and many others. It takes a team to build a village. Is that the way the expression goes, Ramon?
It does indeed. Right, that's
right.
The way.
So I got it right. So Ramon, it's great to have you. By the way, we're still getting great feedback from the last show that you were on together with Matt McHale. AI, yes. ChatGPT. Man, you got a great expert there. Please send my best to Matt. That was an incredible show. And also, it was coming at great timing because it was still listen, there were some people that were into this for a couple of months, couple of years even. But the average Joe on the street, it was not that clear. It suddenly came on like a tidal wave. AI, ChatGPT, what is that all about? Yeah. And then like you broke it apart and explained it so well. And many people have actually shared it. They shared it on LinkedIn. They reshared it in many different platforms because of the great content that was provided in that show. So thank you, Ramon.
Tonight's show. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Tonight's show. 5 ways to live your best business. Now, that's a very intriguing title because, you know, whatever someone's role is in the business world, they got to show up. They got to show up smart, sharp, ready to take on the day. Let's start with number 1. You broke it up into 5 different key principles. Ramon?
Oh, absolutely.
It's all yours. What's number 1?
And before I do that, Yitzhak, would you mind if I go back to some things you said about how your show is growing? Do you mind if I go back to that?
I appreciate that. Absolutely.
Yeah. I was at a grocery store in New Jersey, and there was a line of people around the block. And I'm like, what's going? Is it Beyonce? Is it Taylor Swift? Is it some politician? And there was Yitzhak right there in the grocery store with lines of people and banners shouting his name, saying, we want him. So I just wanted to say, I'm a witness to that. I mean, you were going out like the police had to escort you. It was beautiful. And so I just want to uplift you and say, thanks for having me here again. And it was amazing. It was just amazing. So
now thank you, Ramon.
But yeah, it's good to be here with you, man. Yes. Good for all your team do. Yes. Number 1 is the aspect I find of taking risk. And this is a problem that large companies and small companies have as well. We find that large companies, for sure, they go to risk. They take risk. They don't take risk. We know that Kodak, right? The famous BlackBerry. But even for smaller companies, Yitzhak, I think there sometimes we can be too safe. We can be too safe in what we're doing, and it can limit our growth. So point number one is the aspect of taking risk.
That's a great point. Yeah, and let's even go to some examples, some famous examples we grew up. Kodak, right? You take Kodak.
Yeah.
My understanding was that they even invented the digital camera. They invented it. And yet it slipped through their fingers, and a couple of years ago they went bankrupt.
That's right.
Let's hold on to that. How important is it to take risks? And then my second question is, okay, it's very nice to take risks, but what are some tips that you would advise on taking calculated risk, right? Because we're not here suggesting that some, and by the way, just, you know, for the record, always contact your local consultant and advisor and tax professional, et cetera, for you to, you know, Ramona's great ideas, but you know, we can't take responsibility of how you're going to actually go ahead and execute it. But again, right. Point number one is holding on to the concept of risk taking, and then some tips to make sure that you do it strategically, wisely.
Yeah. Here's an example. What can you stomach if something goes wrong? And that's very personal. A guy like me, maybe I can blow $2,000, $3,000 for putting money on it if something happened. A guy like Yitzhak, he could probably burn $500,000.
If so only.
What's the risk? So number one is what's the overall, and you can put a dollar amount, what's the worst that could happen if this doesn't go well? Number two, what's the greatest that can happen? And if there's time, let me share with you an example. I was invited to go to England to speak at an event. This just happened, Yitzhak. It just happened. I got through the organization invited me. They put me to their event manager. The event manager put me to, I think you have to have a visa and all those things to go to Europe, something like that. I spent $798. I gave them the money to get my work visa. So happens it was a scam. But guess what? $798 is worth my full fee speaking, $20,000, $30,000. It was worth it. And guess what? I'll do it again. So is that helpful? And that works for whether small or big. What is the worst that can happen? And then what's the best that can happen? Those things align it, and then your comfort level.
All right. Let's hold on to this because this is such a key aspect. Okay. And you really broke it out well. What's the worst that can happen if I go ahead or if I don't go ahead? And what's the best? Meaning in all directions. This has to be viewed because you're right. In many respects, people are just too like, they're afraid. What are they going to say about me? What if I fail? Right? So what if I fail? So then inaction. What if I fail? Yeah. So you have to be able to look past that. But at the same time, like you said, realistically, what can I stomach? If a person's going to say, as they say, you know, don't bet the farm on it, right? There's an expression like that. So a person's going to go ahead and mortgage their house. And so for those watching us on YouTube, you understand exactly. You take a look at Ramon's expression. But if you're listening in the radio, you don't see what he's making faces there. He's
huge.
Basically saying, don't mortgage your house on this. No, you got to have where to live. The answer isn't, okay, you know what? It's a great idea. I'm going to mortgage my house. And if it doesn't work out, I could always go to Grand Central. No.
Or Yitzhak, let me just push back. Let's say somebody mortgaged their house, but they could stomach it. They said, I'll move in with my mother, with my father. Meaning, so you're right. Don't do something major. You know, we're going to do our 401k. It fails. And you guys have nothing. That you don't want to do. Yitzhak and I don't want to do that. But my point is, I still hold to that because I'm that kind of guy, Yitzhak, that, you know, I have an opportunity to be with Oprah, to be at an event I do. You know, I do events.
Yep.
It's $100,000. Yitzhak, knowing her firepower, knowing what she could do, I would swipe my credit card for $100,000 to get Oprah to an event, knowing that I could sell it. Does that kind of make sense? That kind of thing. But you have to know yourself as well.
And you have to. And by the way, that's a great example. Meaning if you're going to bet the mortgage on your house for this, but you have a backup plan, that means you could stomach it. Right. It's all relative. Right. What can you stomach? Okay. Then also be mindful. What will you be missing out if you don't embrace this?
That's right. And that's a good side of it because the missing out, I think sometimes we look at, oh, if this happens, I'll be embarrassed. Compared to if this happens, we'll win a big award.
Right.
Or we'll get, you know, we'll increase
our You'll be on the cover of Fortune magazine. Yeah.
Hello. So come on, compared to that versus a little bit of, you know, Yitzhak or Ramon hanging our head for 2 minutes, I'll hang my head for 2 minutes.
Ramon, before we go to commercial break, how could people find out more about having you at their event?
Yes. One is go to Yitzhak's friend is Ramon.com. No, don't go there. RamonRay.com. RamonRay.com. The best way people can get to know me, RamonRay.com. Thank you, Yitzhak.
Amazing. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
A defining moment in your life could be transformational. And when that moment comes, you need to be prepared with emotional intelligence. Hi, I'm Chuck Garcia, author of Amazon's bestseller, A Climb to the Top, and my new book called The Moment That Defines Your Life is coming out in February 2024. Learn how to integrate modern practices of emotional intelligence with classic Stoic philosophies. Pre-order on Amazon today.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
Paraflight, luxurious and private, our network of jets and helicopters provide stress-free corporate flights for discerning business owners and executives. Experience the Paraflight difference as we fly you from anywhere to anywhere, anytime. Call 844-538-1911. Jet and Helicopter Charters, 24/6 Dispatch Center, domestic and international, urgent flights, concierge service, ground transportation, gourmet kosher catering. Paraflight, we focus on your flights, you focus on your business. Call Sim Shane and the Paraflight team, toll free at 844-538-1911. Paraflight, 844-538-1911. Experience the Paraflight difference, 844-538-1911.
We're back, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftliss and Ramon Ray. And tonight's show is all about 5 ways to live your best business. In the first segment of tonight's show, we talked about risk-taking and inaction regarding risk-taking. What happened to BlackBerry? What happened to Kodak? And unfortunately, there's a list of companies that have that were once upon a time the king of the industry. And what happened? Got to be able to take risks. And Ramon broke it out and explained what some of those parameters are. And in case you tuned in late, no worries. By Monday morning, Michal has the show up on the Spotify and the many platforms that it will be available on. The YouTube will be available shortly thereafter. By the way, if you subscribe to our YouTube channel, then you automatically are notified every single time an episode goes live. On YouTube, we're at 710 WOR Mind Your Business. 710 WOR Mind Your Business. And by the way, for those watching on YouTube, do you agree with everything Ramon's saying? Hey, you could put a comment. He's not going to take it personal. He may fight back. He might say, hey, wait a second. Sorry, dude, you're wrong. Hey, he might do that, but that's okay. We want to hear it. We want to see your feedback. Write those comments in the bottom. Now, the first part of tonight's show, as we discussed, was taking risks. Ramon, there are 5 ways to live your best business. What's rule number 2?
Rule number 2 is the aspect of dreaming bigger. Many people say, oh, I want more profitability. Oh, I want to help my customers. Oh, I want to live a great life. Everybody wants to do that, Yitzhak. So my point is dream bigger. When you think about what you and your amazing company are doing, you're a marketing company, but you have a radio show bringing information to people. That's dreaming bigger. So my point being is that I think business owners, instead of doing average, because average is boring. Average is just average. I don't even like to say the word average. I'm getting sick when I hear the word average. Dream bigger. What can I do to make a bigger impact? What can I do to take a bigger step? That, Yitzhak, is how we get noticed and people start to notice us, by dreaming bigger.
So, Ramon, take us back to you run conferences for many years. You run a big business conference. Mm-hmm. Talk about maybe like when you decided to dream bigger. You say, you know what? I'm going to take on this conference. But listen, that also involved risk taking, right? What happens? Are people going to show up? Am I going to get sponsors? And then so you decided you're going to take the risk and you decided to dream bigger. Walk us through a real live example of that.
Sure. You may want to get your tissues. I don't want you to start crying. But in 2005, I had a dream to start my own business. My partner back then, her name was Marion Banker, beautiful woman who's my dear friend I think of today, Marion Banker. And so I said, Marion, let's do a big event. Back then, it was just the blogs or other things I was doing, but I hadn't done an event in a hotel with the food and the lights, camera, action, the stage. Never did it in 2005. I took my credit card. I went to the Roosevelt Hotel near Grand Central Station in New York, me and my little self, and said, hey, I've never done events. What is it like? They gave me a stack of documents, sign all these things and blah, blah, blah. That was my first thing of dreaming bigger. And so here's the thing. I didn't know if anybody would come. I didn't know if I could get speakers. I didn't know if I could get sponsors, but I dreamed about it. And part of that, Yitzhak, is since I had the dream, when you think of Martin Luther King and other leaders who have helped people do amazing things, since I had the dream and the vision, other people got hold of that. And it grew from there. And I did it for over 10 years, big events in the New York area.
Are you able to share? Do you have one coming up in the next couple of months?
Oh, you should.
Or am I putting you on the spot?
No, you're not.
Okay.
I have the Entrepreneurs Conference and Awards coming up April 18th and 19th. It's a bit far out, but people are already getting tickets for it. So zoneofgenius.com/awards, zoneofgenius.com/awards. Seth Godin and many other people will be there. And I hope Yitzhak and team show up as well.
Oh, I love the title. Who came up with that title?
Let me look around. Ramon. But thank you. But that isn't that blending our points we just said? One is taking risk, because I haven't done big events like this since pre-pandemic and things. And then number two is dreaming bigger. I'm like, yeah, I can do an event with some stale pizza and a bottle of Coca-Cola. That's easy. Anybody can do that. Me and Yitzhak can sit down and have a steak, as we've done before, and do that. But to bring 300 people together, to have the best of the best come to a big event in New York City, especially for me, I'm a regular business guy, right? No, you know, huge budget. It's a risk. That's point one. And I'm dreaming bigger.
You know what? Let's just do a little reflection. I know your buddies with Seth Godin. And in fact, a special shout out. Ramon got him to come onto the show a while back. Talk about, again, he's written many books. I'm not going to put you on the spot, say which one is your favorite, because I don't want Seth calling you up saying, hey, Ramon, whatever. He's not going to do that anyways. But okay. Talk about
this is marketing. Here it is. I'm showing it here.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Uh-huh. So you're going to have him at the conference. Talk about Seth, your relationship with him. How did that come about? And maybe even share a great tip from Seth before we go on to the five ways to live your best business.
Sure. Here's how Seth says it. Seth is a big dog. I mean, you're a big dog too. You know, Yitzhak has his radio show and all these people. But Seth Godin written over 20 books, all of the New York Times bestsellers, been all over the world. He has one of the biggest email newsletters in the world, one of the biggest well-known marketers. So as Seth says, this started from trust. Years ago, I said, Seth, can I work with you to XYZ? I paid him. I engaged him to do some things. But from there, people begin to trust you. From there, people hear about it and say, you know what? I like this guy, Ramon. From there, it's like, Ramon, you have permission now. You can email me. That's a big deal. From there, it was like, Ramon, I'm doing a big project. He had something he was doing at the Alt MBA. Ramon, can you do a small business workshop with me? So my point being, sometimes you have to take the first step, especially people at his level. They don't know you. How can you get their attention a bit? And then after that, once you have mutual trust, the relationship grows from there. And biggest lesson, I think, is he still to this day is always careful. Did they get permission? Which is one of his first things he talked about, permission marketing.
Amazing. Ramon, let's go to number three. Number three again. Tonight's show, five ways to live your best business. First one, take risks. Number two, dream bigger. What's number three?
Number three, and you'll like this, is know your customers, the people who say, oh yeah, we sell water to anybody who wants water. We sell shirts to anybody who wants shirts. I get it. They're being a little lazy maybe, but once you know your customer so well, that's how you can serve them better. For me as a professional speaker, yeah, I can speak to anybody who'll give me a check, sure. But my perfect audience, I find 1,000 or more people, they have a stage and lighting. They often have one or two cameras at the event, and often it's in Las Vegas or Orlando. I just find those are the events that are paying Ramon $20,000 or more to speak. So any business owner, I'm sure you, anybody here, the better you know your customers, the better you can find them and serve them.
Ramon, on that note, how could people find out more about booking you for their next event?
I appreciate it. Get to know me at RamonRay.com. RamonRay.com.
That simple?
That simple.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security. My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times of the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luke Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Paraflight, luxurious and private, our network of jets and helicopters provide stress-free corporate flights for discerning business owners and executives. Experience the Paraflight difference as we fly you from anywhere to anywhere, anytime. Call 844-538-1911. Jet and helicopter charters, 24/6 dispatch center, domestic and international, urgent flights, concierge service, ground transportation, gourmet kosher catering. Paraflight, we focus on your flights, you focus on your business. Call Sim Shane and the Paraflight team, toll free at 844-538-1911. Paraflight, 844-538-1911. Experience the Paraflight difference, 844-538-1911.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Powerful people, famous names, impactful content.
I always challenge people, what car are you driving? What computer are you using? What shoes are you wearing?
Right.
There's a segment that doesn't matter, but most other segments, right, they are brand consumers. They have an affinity. I'm on the board of Nike. People are passionate about the Nike brand.
That was Beth Comstock, former vice chair of GE. Follow on Instagram at Business Class Clips for more.
And we're back. Mind your business here on 710 WR, the voice of New York. And the powerful iHeartRadio. And I'm joined with a buddy, Ramon Ray. Ramon Ray is one of those stars out there that has, he understands business. He understands people. He's actually a leading expert on personal branding and also speaks around the world. To find out more information, as he mentioned, Ramon Ray. Ramon, how do you, just in case people are like, not sure, how do you spell that?
Yeah, there's no, it's not Ramoncito, it's not Papito, it's not little Chichi, it's just Ramon Ray, R-A-M-O-N-R-A-Y, RamonRay.com.
If you can't spell it right, it might not be a fit, but we're not going to, okay. Now, tonight's show is the five ways to live your best business. Now, First one we discuss about taking risks. Second one, dream bigger. The third one, know your customer. Now, we touched on it before the break, but let's come back to that, right? Okay. Run a marketing firm for over three decades, and we understand it's all about knowing your customer. And sometimes you have to segment your marketing in order to speak to the right customer. First, I turn to you, Ramon. Perhaps break that up. Before the break, you discussed that, like, your ideal audience, right? You said is Orlando, Vegas, the size of the crowd.
Right.
Speak to that, both in terms of B2C and B2B, about how important it is, but explaining it for those businesses out there to truly understand their customer, not just to sit there in some boardroom way up on top of a building and assume. In fact, to that point, I understand there's certain CEOs of airlines, I don't want to say names right now, who would actually crawl into the cockpit or go out and fly, not just because they need to go somewhere, in order to experience it. If I'm not mistaken, Amazon, Zappos, they even train their people to start by answering phones so that you know thy customer.
That's right. 100%. No, for 100%. I think some examples of that could be, I'll give one more example. One of my friends, her name is Rachel Rogers. She used to own a law firm. Sassy, hair out, diva. She's a lawyer. Different than the lawyer you would think. She knew her customer or who she was going after. She wanted that type, female leaning, sassy type of customer. So my point, Yitzhak, as people understand, two people can selling bread. One person customer is, hey, are you a soccer mom wanting to take care of your kids? Buy our bread. The other one could be same bread. Hey, listen, we got bread for you. Open that sloppy Joe, slurp up that bread, down it with a bottle of your favorite beverage. We got bread for you. Same company. You heard my voice. You heard my cadence. So if that helpful, Yitzhak, as people looking at it, as you're beginning to grow your business, and you can segment as Yitzhak says, same company, bigger company, segment your marketing. But the better you know your customer, you can speak their language and how they want to be. This is a good thing to know your customer so they can relate to who you are for sure.
Okay. Now, let's hold on to this because I know from running a marketing firm, there are many times that people or that CEOs or owners of businesses are somewhat in denial. They believe they know their customer, but not really. Meaning that what would be some techniques that you would recommend for a company to ensure that they really understand their customer?
Yeah, some of the best ways I find, one, surveys are good, but Yitzhak, I really encourage people every few months, several times a year, can you get out and go to their events? Can you take several to lunch? Can you just be behind the scenes and observe? Because I'm all about digital marketing. This is what I do. You know this, but nothing beats, let's say me and Yitzhak. When I shake his hand, look at him, sit down with him, I'm around him and 50 of his peers, I get a better sense. Oh, he's never mentioned sports at all. Oh, he's mentioned several times art. Oh, his library has a lot of books, or he doesn't like to read it all. Oh, he mentioned fast cars. So my point being, there's the demographic. That's a bit easier. White, black, fat, tall, short, small. We can do that relatively easier, but sometimes, Yitzhak, we stop there. You may have two ladies that look absolutely different, but when you go to the deeper level, oh, both are very risk averse and have a lot of money, and both are cautious because their parents died young. Ooh, now you're understanding your subsets of customers so much better. And I've learned that myself, Yitzhak. I happen to be a loud, you and I are both kind of loud nutcase guys, and we're all over the place. You know, hey, some events I kind of have to Hi, my name is Ramon. You have to hold it in a bit. How are you? Is that helpful? It's not.
Absolutely. You know what? Now I want to go to one among your strengths. One of them is connecting with people and speaking for large audiences. What are some tricks on that, on this note about knowing your customer in terms of reading the audience and engaging with them, making sure that, you know, in the middle, they're not going to their phones? What are some tricks that knowing thy customer as it relates to a public speaker engaging with their audience?
I love this. I was not public speaking, but I was on a social audio app a few weeks ago. Similar, same principle, speaking high energy. This is how God made me, right? I'm this way.
That's right.
A lady asked a question of somebody I was with. You could feel her tearing up. You could feel the trembling in her voice. I felt that. I gently shifted the whole tone and said, let's say her name was Mary. So, Mary, thanks for asking that question. I feel you have another question to ask. I'm sorry what happened to you, Mary. Take some time, because, you know, it was a fast-moving show. Right. But I said, take some time, Mary, and ask a second question. She started crying in a good way. She felt received. So my point, Yitzhak, that's an example of knowing the customer. You're in your local coffee shop. The rule is no refunds. Get out of here. You buy your coffee. You see that mother with three babies in a stroller, and she dropped her a cup of coffee. That's not the time to follow that rule. That's knowing your customers. I quote on the, you know, on YouTube, people can see in video. And I say, no, ma'am, listen, come on back. We'll give you another cup. Does that make sense, Yitzhak?
That's a beautiful example. That's a beautiful example. Now, one more question just to hold on, because there are people out there that are public speakers, and it's actually a great topic, right, DJ, to talk about public speaking and tips on public speaking. You know, here's an interesting one. If, let's say, you prepared a great presentation. You did your homework beforehand, and you're prepared. But I hope this never happened, by the way, but it's just, but it could happen. And you see, it's just not connecting with the audience. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, the jokes, it's just like the vibe. What do you do? But you're on stage. There's no like, all right, you know, everyone, let's get back in there tomorrow. Have a good day. Go eat. No. You're there. What do you do then?
Yeah. Three things I would say to that, to those who are looking to be better speakers, are those like you and I who are speakers. One, though, to minimize that happening, do your homework as best you can, a few hours ahead, a few weeks ahead, whatever. Do minimal homework. Look at the event video ahead of time. Oh, everybody wears a tie. Everybody's not. Whatever it may be. So that's one. Number two, try to come a few hours early. Just, you know, let's say a guest is coming on here after us. The smart guest, Yitzhak, they're going to be in the digital green room. That's Yitzhak style. Got it. That's his banter. Even just 10 minutes, they'll get a sense of that. So number three, though, you're live on stage. You realize you're not connecting. As you do this more and more, and as I know I can do and I have done, and as I know you can do, I don't shift immediately. But Yitzhak, there's been a few times in my career, not because of a fault of my own, I realized what I was sharing wasn't relevant. I happen to be a person of deep faith. And before Yitzhak, I would come, you know, three ways to use Twitter, how to use ChatGPT, whatever it is. And I realized this audience, I'm feeling I need to not be transactional and speak to their heart. So yes, I've been there before with no fault of my own, where I've realized, you know what? I'm looking at Yitzhak now. He's had a rough day. Nah, I'm not going to teach him how to use LinkedIn. I'm just going to say, Yitzhak, I'm a dad. I'm a husband. I know what it's like to have a tough day. Here's what I've done to not have my tough day. 45 minutes. He's now standing ovation for Ramon Ray and referring him to speak at other events coming back because I read the room. That's what I would say.
By the way, it brings to mind, that's amazing tips. Another tip that even has to do on the technical side, a friend of mine once was speaking, gave a presentation at a major stadium. Mm-hmm. And he realized that it's a major stadium. He requested to go there and to be there a day before. Not that he was going to camp out and sleep there for 24 hours. No. But at least to go there and to test the mic and to hear the sound. And he said he was so glad he did. You know why? Because he realized when he emitted a sound, it would come up approximately 1.5 to 2 seconds after he said it on the speakers. So he then rehearsed his speech knowing that, okay, to make sure he gets it at, you know, that he doesn't get distracted by the reverb, because when he's saying something, it's to everyone, they're hearing it around 1.5 to 2 seconds later. So He said if he walked up there the first time and he was doing this, it would throw him off. It was like, you know, could someone fix this mic? You know? Instead,
very
that was the
smart.
Way it is. That's right.
I love it. And that shows preparation, right? Because I think that you're right. As a speaker, you know, you and I have the fast cadence. We're who we are. But if we do that in that situation, it'll throw us off. Yeah. The audience will be thrown off. So I bet he immediately said, everybody, aren't you glad to be here? And that sounded normal right. there. That's but right. I'm glad that's a great example. Knowing your audience and, right, knowing your surroundings.
Before I go to a commercial break, how could people find out more about either hiring you as a personal branding consultant or to speak at their events?
I appreciate that. People can get to know Ramon Ray better as a motivational speaker at RamonRay.com, or I'll add something. Check out CelebrityCEO.com.
Nice. Okay, we're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
A defining moment in your life could be transformational. And when that moment comes, you need to be prepared with emotional intelligence. Hi, I'm Chuck Garcia, author of Amazon's bestseller, A Climb to the Top, and my new book called The Moment That Defines Your Life is coming out in February 2024. Learn how to integrate modern practices of emotional intelligence with classic Stoic philosophies. Pre-order on Amazon today.
To be successful, you need to understand what you do best and do more of it.
One of the gifts I believe that we have as entrepreneurs is to be blue sky visionaries, come up with amazing ideas, yet you're only as good as your execution. I've always had coaches my entire life. Once I got into business, coaching for me was a natural must-have. What I found in the past was most coaching programs were more focused around me earning a certain amount of income or taking a certain amount of time off versus me building a business that has value far beyond me. As soon as I engaged the Covenant Group, I could distinctly see that difference.
Working with the Covenant Group, I've gotten away from being controlling about so many of the facets of our business. It has given the people that are in my organization freedom to be creative, freedom to actually develop better ways to do things. I need a coach to help evaluate those things I'm blind to. If you have a blind spot, you don't see it. Without the coach, the process in and of itself is powerful. But the coach makes it work for a guy like me, and I think, frankly, for most people.
One of the greatest benefits of working with the Covenant Group is helping to identify what is it I do best.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
And we're back. Mind your business with these examples right here on 710 WR, the voice of New York, and on the powerful IR Radio Network. And I'm joined by Ramon Ray. Yes, a buddy, a friend, and someone who has endless energy. I mean, what? By the way, do you bounce up and down like 24/7? Like, I mean, do you ever go to sleep? I'm sorry, I'd put you on the spot. Do you ever go to sleep?
I try to sleep about 10 minutes a day, you know, because I have a special diet. I'm a robot. I go in the closet and I just hang up in the closet and put my electrodes on my brain and that's it. Yeah, I sleep about 5 hours a day.
Tonight's show, titled, 5 Ways to Live Your Best Business. Number one was taking risks. Number two, dream bigger. Number three, know your customer. What is number four? And we'll get to five afterwards. What's number four?
Number four is the aspect of learning to prioritize, and its cousin, part of prioritizing, is learning to say, people don't like this word, people don't like it, people may be offended, tell your children to cover their ears. No. Half your audience, Yitzhak, was like, what? Yitzhak is going to say those words on air? Calm down, people. It's the word no.
Okay.
Prioritize and say no.
Okay. So now, explain that, right? An executive sure. comes into his office, and he has 40 things to do. Now, in his mind, I got to get to everything. But it's not realistic. He's going to get to more than 3 to 4 and it done well. What does he do? Like, sure. Okay, like, you know, how do you move forward?
Delegate a lot. Trust others that it's not going to be perfect. It could be better than you, but it'll be good enough. Get to them later if you need to. again, delegate, delegate, delegate. And the aspect of prioritizing is knowing there's only a few hours in a day. And one thing I'd like to play a game with you, Yitzhak, is I'd like you to ask me something. And I want to teach people right now how I'm going to say no to you, but have you feel great about it and you won't even feel bad about it. So I'm going to say no. That's the end of the game, but you're going to feel so happy and you won't even realize that I said no to you. Ask me something.
All right, Ramon, we're preparing an event, a business event. And I'm sorry putting you in the spot here on the radio, but I hope you're ready. Ramon, can you please be the guest speaker?
Oh my, Yitzhak, you want me to speak at the event? You're going to say yes. Thank you so much. Wow, the event's great. You've done it many times before. You do the best events. I know it's going to rock. Thank you. Thank you for asking me. I am absolutely honored. Listen, this season is not a good time for me to do your amazing event that you've done many times. I've heard amazing things about it. Wow, it rocks. It's just not a good season for me. Got some things going on. Two ways I'm going to answer. I would love to do it. Please invite me in the future, or it's not a fit for me at all if I don't want to ever do it. You know, I'm talking to myself as we're doing it to teach, but or I won't say that. I'll just say, thank you. It's not a good season for me. By the way, if I know other people that can be at the event, I'll refer them to you. And hey, tell your team. Maybe you have a guy there named DJ or Shuli or others who can send me information about it, and I'll help you spread the word. I can't come. You heard my no. But I've uplifted you. I've gave you an out. I've made you feel great. I said I'll support it, but I said no to you. But I bet you feel pretty darn good.
Ramon, I wish I got a yes.
That's okay.
It was the, I got to admit, it was the nicest right. No I've gotten, but okay.
Right. But that's but how you have to do it.
Point well taken.
Yeah, you may not be able to add all that syrup and all that butter to it like I just did, but that's the concept. As you're throwing things, Yitzhak, thanks so much. I can't look at that report right now. I will try to get to it tomorrow. Yitzhak, thanks so much for asking me to do this. I'm not the best person for it. Ask somebody else. Hey, listen, it's not a fit for me, not something I do. I'm so grateful for you. I can go all day on that. Either way, the answer ultimately is no.
All right. We're going to have an offer because Ramon brought up a great point. And anyone that's listening now or watching us on YouTube, we will gladly send you a PDF of the Bottom Line Marketing Group BLMG Time Management Template. And this is, I got to tell you, this is inspired by basically by Chet Holmes. I showed this to Amanda. Yep. And
yes.
That is a special type of document that enables you, and I've shared it with many experts out there, and they love it. It's a way of identifying what's the prioritization of what you need to get done, because there are many things you're just going to look at your day and like, where do I start? What can I get done? But the answer is if you're just going to freeze up, then nothing's going to get done right. You have to work on the scheduling, the prioritization, and then identify what really needs to get done. What really needs my attention? What could be delegated? What could wait? And what's not important? Like what Ramon said, what becomes no? No. Yeah, certain things you have to say no. Because if you say no to the things that really should not be consuming your time, you'll get to say yes to the things that you want to get done. No, Ramon?
Absolutely.
There's no pun there.
That is powerful. Yeah. No, that is power. That's like a Maya Angelou power. But you're right. When you say no to the things that you don't need to do or can't do, want to do, you say yes to everything else. If you say no to your kids, spend more time with your mother-in-law. Say no to your mother-in-law, spend more time with your kids. No problem. It works either way. It's like Ramon. I didn't mean for all that, but that's the principle, my friend.
Now, tonight's show titled 5 Ways to Live Your Best Business. We discussed 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, again, take risks. Number 2, dream bigger. Number 3, know your customers. Number 4, prioritize. And also that means, includes, learn to say no. After the commercial break, we're going to go to number 5. And people are probably wondering, okay, what's number 5 going to be? It's an important one, and it's actually a critical one to scale any type of business. Sorry, I know you're keeping it a little bit in suspense, but before we go to commercial break, Ramon, how could people find that more information about hiring you?
Absolutely. They can see RamonRay.com, RamonRay.com to get to know me better, and or check out Celebrity CEO for tips and insights on building your personal brand.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
Paraflight, luxurious and private, our network of jets and helicopters provide stress-free corporate flights for discerning business owners and executives. Experience the Paraflight difference as we fly you from anywhere to anywhere, anytime. Call 844-538-1911. Jet and Helicopter Charters, 24/6 Dispatch Center, domestic and international, urgent flights, concierge service, ground transportation, gourmet kosher catering. Paraflight, we focus on your flights, you focus on your business. Call Sim Shane and the Paraflight team, toll free at 844-538-1911. Paraflight, 844-538-1911. Experience the Paraflight difference, 844-538-1911.
We're back. Mind Your Business with Lisa Savalas right here on 710 WOR and the powerful IR Radio Network. Very special thank you again to the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, who plays such an important support role for the show. In particular, Srili, Michal, DJ, Nahi, thank you. You make it happen. And that's why you know, our ratings are great. And you know, it's all the feedback that we get. Ramon talked about it earlier in the show. That was very nice of him, very kind. Ramon, tonight's show, titled The 5 Ways to Live Your Best Business. Number 1 was risk-taking. Number 2, dream bigger. Number 3, know your customers. Number 4, prioritize. What in the world is number 4? What's left?
Did I tell him right now? Is it enough? Should I keep the suspense or should I go ahead and let the cat in the bag?
1 second. It's really, are you able to cook up a drum roll or that's, you know, okay, 1 second. We're going to go for the... There you go. That's enough. We're ready.
All right. Systems and operations. And to unpack this, I think many of the larger businesses have this, but it's still important. But talking to the entrepreneurs in your office, the freelancers, the smaller businesses, mid-range companies, the only way to grow Yitzhak, the only way that Yitzhak is not a slave to his business, that I am not, Ramon is not a slave to his business, is systems and operations, scalable systems and operations. And I must say, Yitzhak, as I've worked with you, even doing this show, you do this well. There's a part you do. And then you have your team. Another word we can bring in, if there's time, we can bring in team who step in and probably do what they've done hundreds and hundreds of times, but it's a system. And there's no shame, Yitzhak, in being boring. Boring is good. When you think about a baseball game, a football game, they don't want to be like, oh, the 50-yard line moved today. Oh, the grass is different today. Oh, the seats are different. No, they want it predictable. And so as businesses grow and they have clear systems and operations, that's how things go. I'm going to add one more thing. And I know I'm throwing a lot in one breath.
Yeah.
Okay, good. One more thing. I want to give a reference to Jim Collins' book called Turning the Flywheel, or Flywheel. People can look at it on Amazon or a link that your team has, whatever it is. But look at your flywheel. It talks about, it's a cousin to the systems and operations. What are the things your business have that make it tick-tock, that make it work? All the big companies have it, Amazon and others. And once you get that, even for my small business, Yitzhak, I remind my team, Here's the three or four simple things that make Ramon Ray Inc. work. So systems and processes, the scalable, the repeatable things that every business leader, and it is your job as a leader. If there's confusion in your business, I'm sorry, dear ma'am, dear sir, it is your problem. It's not your team's problem. That's now, my starting point.
Okay. Now, systems and operations, key, critical. Let's hold on to this. Mm-hmm. What would be, for someone hearing about this the first time, or a business of one, and they're starting to scale, what would be it sounds like it's just too overwhelming. Where do I start? That's really my question. Where does someone start to identify the repeatable things that make the system, that make the business work, and how do they, quote, as the expression goes, put pen to paper? How do they make it happen? Right.
Three things. One, I'm telling you right now, all those listening to the sound of our voice and watching us, you have processes you're doing over and over again. You already have them. That's what I want you to understand. You have it within you. Number two, the thing is, actually, what you said, take pen to paper and start documenting that. And then, for example, and I can take any example, we'll take an attorney. You just started your law practice. You left your former law firm. You're now your own attorney with your own practice on Madison Avenue in Kentucky, in China. It doesn't matter where. And maybe you have a simple thing you do. Every new customer, we first interview them. After we interview them, we pull out this, that, and the other and build a file. Yitzhak right there is an example of a operations. Or a system, meaning you have your operations and systems help build the operations. But the point being is that that's an example of that. Now you document that. New customer comes in. What's our intake process? Customer filled out form, automatically goes maybe to some online site. Step number five, it goes to Jenny. Jenny sends him a welcome kit. That is an example of a clear system you have built into your business operations. And you can scale that, and Yitzhak or Ramon or whoever the owner is, we can remove ourselves out because it's a system. That's what that is.
Are there some even tools that potentially or that you either could recommend or suggest out there?
Yeah. For example, I mean, listen, Calendly is a simple tool. People think they're using it just for their calendaring, but you can connect Calendly to a task management tool like Asana or any CRM tool out there. So the answer is yes, using things like Zapier. Some people call it Zapier, but I think it's Zapier. So there's a number of tools you can connect, your Dropbox tools, many of the common tools we use, Gmail, Outlook. All these tools have some way that you can do what I'll call gangsta systemization, meaning it's kind of fake. You're hacking it together, even if it's on paper. That's where you can start, but you can do it truly systematized using things like the digital signing forms. Okay, Yitzhak signed it, automatically feed to Ramon. Ramon signed it. The rule says that the owner and the customer must sign it. I don't need to see it now. It can go to legal. Legal reviewed it, checked off. Now it goes. So yes, tools you can use, and that's some of the best way I would say it, Sock. Let the tools, let the automation help you scale your business faster and train your team in it to let you do other things that nobody else can do, which is visioning and thinking of the future.
Ramon, we're running low on time, but last couple of minutes. Just looking back at the five, could we please review the five with a short, kind of like maybe 1 minute each or 30 seconds each, with a, you know, what it is and the quick takeaway?
Take risk. Be willing to do things you wouldn't normally do. Willing to take some risk that's good for you. Number two is dream bigger. Many times business owners are dreaming too small or not dreaming enough. Dreaming bigger beyond what the standard is important. Number three, knowing who your customers are. Don't just build a product to serve everyone because you'll end up serving no one. Number four, the aspect of prioritizing. We all only have a certain amount of time we have. Learn to prioritize and learn to say no so you can say yes. And number five that we just talked about, systems and operations. Have a business that's repeatable and scalable.
You make it sound so simple.
It's not.
Ramon, how could people, before we let you go, first talk about your upcoming event, and then we want to know how people can get in touch with you.
I appreciate it. Yitzhak, thanks for having me here with you. Appreciate it. RamonRay.com or Celebrity CEO for tips on how to build their personal brand. We have an event coming up, the Entrepreneurs Awards and Conference, coming up April 18th and 19th. Sounds far away, but tickets are already being sold. ZoneOfGenius.com/awards. Thank you, Yitzhak.
Amazing. What an incredible episode of Mind Your Business. This will be up by tomorrow morning on all the podcasting channels. For YouTube, it will be up. Usually it's up within around 2-3 weeks. And when it goes live, those that are subscribed get the notification. Subscribe on our YouTube channel at 710 on YouTube, 710 WOR Mind Your Business, 710 WOR Mind Your Business. And also a special shout out to those that follow us on Business Class. Over 25,000 people we reach every single day. Many of them either on Instagram or a Business Class Clips. That's on Instagram. On WhatsApp, if you wish to receive the daily WhatsApp broadcast, text two words, sign up. It's pretty simple. Sign up to 718-594-6519, 718-594-6519. And many of the tips that Ramon shared tonight are going to be up on Business Class. Well, this wraps up a great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on The Voice of New York, 710 WOR. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful. Every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.